Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When you have a play like that, and EB says it happens more often, I've been trying to check Google and see if you're right. I have no real reason to be skeptical of Alexa, but I haven't found any evidence.
Well, Google's evidence. The same thing. Just ask the same. Ask the exact. I tried it.
And you can't find it. It comes in. Up. Says 9%.
It says 1 of 12.
Okay.
Isn't that about 9%, 8%, 9%?
Sure.
Something like that.
Sounds right.
Yeah. In the last 10 years.
But when a play like that happens, and you're at 5-2, and you get to 6-2, and you drafted Jaden Daniels and everything that's going on, it does have that feel of, all right, man, this is a special year.
Yeah, something's happening here.
I know I said it was possible to have a Houston Texans turnaround, then I wussed out and had them at 7-10.
Yeah.
But it is the Houston Texans turnaround. They are the team. They are the team that has gone from 4 wins to already with 6. And they've got a guy who's been in MVP discussion, all right, who's going to win the Rookie of the Year. And you win a game like that, and you do wonder, are they a team of destiny? So we put it up as our Junkies poll of the day. It's only been up for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. 64% are voting yes.
You can vote at Junks Radio. So that's a little less than I thought.
You can only be a team of destiny if you win it all, though. You're not a team of destiny.
You pretty much have to win the whole
enchilada. Texans are not a team of destiny last year. They were just a good team.
I think if you made it to the Super Bowl, you'd say team of destiny.
No?
You got to win it?
You got to win a ring. You can't be a team of destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny is not about runner-ups.
Destiny's
about winning the whole enchilada. So I would say, no, is it a special team? It might be a special team in terms of a team that can maybe, you know, go advance far in the playoffs. But
here's the thing. I keep thinking it's, like, when I look at the NFC, I do think Detroit is the best team. And if I'm a Commanders fan, I would keep an eye on San Francisco because we know that they can be great. They just have been up and down this year.
They've suffered a lot of personnel losses. I mean, if they get Christian McCaffrey back at close to what he is at his peak,
right,
I'd be more worried about them.
Right. But they lost Ayuk but I would just keep my eye on them. Everybody else, I think the Commanders are, you know, I don't believe the Packers are better. I'm not saying the Commanders are better, but I don't believe the Vikings are better. They've lost their last two. I'm not saying the Commanders are better. I'm just saying they're in that kind of group of the next tier of teams in the NFC. So if I think of Team of Destiny, I could see them in the NFC Championship game. So you want them to win it all?
I mean,
could they knock off Detroit in the NFC Championship?
I like what you're doing, but that's quite a fast forward.
It is.
Just have them in the NFC.
It is,
title
but right
game.
Now they're the 2 seed, right? I guess there's only one team that gets a bye.
Right.
But they would have a home game, home playoff game. So you win that, now you got to win another one. I get it.
Here, let's see what happens in the next month. 3 of the next 4 games are division games. In the NFC East, let's see how they fare in those, and then I can start entertaining home playoff game.
By EB's definition, it's hard for me to imagine, but I mean, I think it's possible that they could get to the NFC Championship game, and then could they trip up a team like Detroit or San Francisco?
Yes. Here's the beauty of the NFL, though, and unfortunately for Valdez, you got to experience it yesterday. I mean, I was rooting for the Ravens. I had been a couple bets. It was frustrating. But anybody can beat anybody, right? So I picked the Ravens to win it all. And I wouldn't veer from it. But we might not have to beat the Lions. Like, somebody might beat them.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
That is true, but they look like...
They look great.
I mean, Jared Goff's playing at the top of his game. Their rushing attack with Gibbs and Montgomery is like second to none at this point in the league. Their defense did suffer a loss with Aiden Hutchinson, but it doesn't really seem to be affecting them.
Well, I mentioned this before.
Let's see what happens.
They scored 52 points, and Jared Goff threw for 85 yards. That's how good they are.
Well, that's because David Montgomery scores all the time. Jahmyr Gibbs is getting like 100-plus yards on like 12 touches. I mean, I think he's averaging like 6.5
yards. Has David Montgomery been around for quite a while?
He has.
He
just signed
that.
An extension with them, too.
Yeah. All right, let's bring up some of these calls. Valdez, did you want to chime in on anything? No. Let's go to Tyrese in Alexandria. Tyrese, what's up?
What's up, Grand Danny? I hope y'all doing good, man. Come in, man.
All right, we can't do that. I can't. And I love Grand Danny, but you gotta know the show you're calling in.
It's pretty important.
They're on at 2 p.m. You know it's not even B. Mitch and Finley, next show.
That guy skipped a day, a complete day part. People, what's he doing?
I mean, on some level, I wish it was Grant and Danny because we'd be a lot more money to chop up between the two of us.
We'd also be well rested.
That's true. I was so exhausted this weekend. I got to tell you about my trip to Long Island. I'll have to do that at some point. Maybe tomorrow. Let's go to Aaron in Kensington. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys. I love you all so much. I do think to win a championship, you not only have to be good, but you got to be lucky.
Right.
And think about Julian Edelman. Think about Grant Hill. The teams that win championships, they get lucky. And this is a sign from somebody up above that he's rooting for the Commanders, and we're going to go all the way.
I don't know.
Love Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a little early. If the big fellow's involved, do you think he's already decided?
I don't think the big guy cares that much about the NFL. I really don't.
I don't think he does either. But yeah. If he has, do you think he's already predetermined it? Or is he going to wait until at least the night
he
before the game?
He has a script for the 2024 season?
Yeah, I'm not sure he does.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Let's go to Mike.
How do the Chiefs keep winning every week?
Do you realize
Patrick Mahomes has more interceptions than touchdowns?
No,
well, they've got a stifling defense.
But when you're as established and as good as he is, it doesn't even matter.
I know, but my point is, what if he starts playing well? They're really going to demolish the league.
True.
And Travis Kelce actually had a big game yesterday.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good.
So here's what I think after that game. I think it was more of like an exorcism of the whole stadium that Daniel Snyder's vibe was out with that one play. It kind of took all the bad juju out of the stadium. So, in fact, we are a team of destiny. I mean, you just have to feel that. I mean, in the whole city, the whole team, that was the final straw to get it all the bad devil worshiping Daniel Snyder vibes out of that stadium in that one play.
Uh-huh. All right. I mean, I'll buy it. I mean, certainly I think it instantly becomes the best play, the greatest memory in that stadium.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's really close. In fact, the thing you might remember before that would be the Gus Frerotte headbutt.
I mean, Robert's run was pretty
iconic,
pretty amazing against the Vikings, but I mean, this play definitely supersedes that.
Trounces it.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah. Different. I like that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Mike. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was watching a game at a bar, and near the end of the game, all the Cowboys fans were filing in to watch the night game.
Yeah.
And, of course, when they hit that touchdown, they were all running around talking smack. And when that Hail Mary went through, that was the icing on the cake, the complete dejection that they had on their faces. I told one Cowboys fan, I said, listen, man, for the next 10 years, you guys, this is all you guys had to live for, watching other teams. Your rivalry is winning. We're not a rival anymore for a while. We're on the bigger, better things.
And then they had to watch the Cowboys lose and Dak throw two more interceptions. His last three games, he has 6 interceptions.
I mean, there's no question if you're a Cowboys fan, you'd rather have Jaden than Dak Prescott, right?
For a variety of reasons.
I don't think it's close.
Even if they're the same age.
Younger, he's playing better, and the cap hit.
Yeah, he's way cheaper.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a Commanders fan, you got Jaden Daniels, you got a rookie contract, you have all the cap space. How much did you say this is?
$121 million.
I mean,
they're going to go on a spending.
Theoretically,
they're not going to spend it.
Should be
all,
a lot better.
But they have a lot of financial flexibility this offseason.
They're obligated in like a 3 or 4 year window to spend a big chunk of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have to spend like at 80%? Least up to 90% of what the salary cap is.
Should extend Terry McLaurin right now. I don't even know what his contract situation is.
He just got an extension like 2 years ago. So I don't think they're in any rush to extend him yet.
Maybe give Jaden a lifetime deal already.
A lifetime.
Yeah. I might wait a year or two, and then we're going to be in the talks.
Hey, man. Listen, you guys got your guy. I think Lamar's incredible. We got our guy. Logan is too. He's being weird.
He's being drab like.
He's being too drab. What do you mean? I mean, I just know we got our guy.
It's good to have confidence.
He can't fail.
You know what? Here's what it is. It's a massive hit.
At
this point.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to always, like Valdez saying, everything is not linear. Doesn't mean it's always going to be this good.
We could go 7-10 next year or something. That's fine.
But
we got our guy.
The start has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like way better than anybody could have ever expected.
Way better. You seem like you have more glee that you have your guy than first place in the NFC East.
Well, because I think that comes and goes.
Well, he just now
I think that comes and goes. Like I don't think we're going to go on like a 10-year run where we win 10 games every
year. But they're going to be competing.
Yeah, we'll be competitive.
They're going to be like competitive in the
division. For next 10 years, we'll be competitive.
Right.
I totally agree with that. Like I said before, if you're the Bills and you have Josh Allen, if you're the Chiefs and you have Patrick Mahomes, if you're the Ravens and you have Lamar Jackson, you know you're going to be competitive every year. Mm-hmm. That's bigger than an individual, hey, in this moment, we're 6-2 atop the division.
Right, right. I mean, we could easily could have lost that.
We're looking long term over here, Valdez. We're not short term thinkers. Yeah, we're looking out onto the horizon.
I'm just
there's a lot of teams that say that they got their guy.
It's true,
but that doesn't mean
But this team hasn't had their guy.
Yeah. We haven't had our guy.
It's been basically for 30 years.
It's been a bit of a
we
drought.
We thought we had it with Robert, but it's not even.
Maybe again. Had it for Kirk, but they just let him go.
They never wanted to keep him. Kirk was always the sort of the adopted
redheaded
stepchild. Nobody wanted.
That's your cliche you're looking for.
I didn't know if I could say that. I don't know what you say anymore.
Red-haired stepchild, that one?
Maybe red-haired people hate that.
It's fine. My brother has red hair. He's fine with it. Doesn't care. I think he cares.
I don't know what you're allowed to say anymore. Freaking weirdest world ever. Now I'm trying to read the story about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They're saying that marriage is in crisis, Valdez. Marriage is in crisis because now...
Sure, I care.
Now the rumors are coming out. Can you imagine he's been hiding the secret the whole time? At the time that when he got pulled over, he was with another... He was hollering at another.
Oh, he was. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Shocker. Wasn't he caught with the other girl holding hands or making out?
Oh, yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number right now. 64% of the people say... This is a team of destiny. Hey, is your old car or truck rusty? Is it more rusty than its ride? Do you want to give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation? It will help provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.